well, brave souls that you are, to show up on the International Day of Forgiveness. The problem with that is you always know there's some work that we're going to have to do. What brave souls. I just admire you tremendously. So take that courageous deep breath, and I'll give you a hint. What we're assigned to do today by a consciousness of forgiveness all over the world is really quite easy. It's actually what has happened is groups around the world have committed to join in a wave of forgiveness to go around our planet. So every hour, wherever it's 2 o'clock today, there's a commitment on the part of millions and millions of people to spend 2 minutes in forgiveness so that people all around the world stop and hold that 2 minutes of forgiveness. Now, the good news is it's got to be pretty small to forgive it in 2 minutes. So we aren't talking about any biggies today, folks. So I was looking at what am I going to do that I can forgive in 2 minutes? And I did remember an experience. Have you ever had something stolen from you? You know, that's just somebody took it and it's not there and you needed it and, you know. And there's always a kind of a sense of violation with that, is it? It feels bad, yeah. Well, I was in San Francisco and I was looking for a parking place in San Francisco. And basically, if you get to San Francisco in a car, you spend a lot of time looking for a parking place, okay? But I was prepared. I found a place that was about 3 blocks from where I was wanting to go. And that's pretty good in San Francisco. So I pulled in a little parking place, and it had one of those old meters on it, the kind that won't take your credit card. But it takes quarters. And I was prepared. I had been going through and getting the quarters over months and saving them up for when I was going to be in San Francisco trying to park. And I put them in a little purse, put them there in the glove compartment. So I pulled into my place after looking for so long. I got it together. I opened the glove compartment. I took out that little purse. And there wasn't even one quarter in it. Not even one. And there had been $12 worth of quarters in there. I went, wait a minute. This is the first time in months I've been parking in San Francisco. Okay. So I realized, whoa, I probably have something I can do with forgiveness from that. Okay, now what I like about 2 minute forgiveness is, again, it's just that practice of everything. It's just kind of joining in that wave and saying, yeah, forgiveness is a part of a consciousness in this world. It's a part of a consciousness in me. And I want to say yes to that. So think, have you got something about 10, 12 bucks worth? That's pretty forgivable, isn't it? I mean, some of us have bigger things that in two minutes you don't even want to get close to it. But just think, you know, that what I think, some of those little things, you know, in the family, you're all together and you end up kind of saying things to each other. Or rather, the other person says something to you is the reality of it. And it's just a little uncomfortable. You weren't real sensitive. Okay. And it's not the first time. You've forgiven that before, so you're pretty good at it. So you can probably do that one in 2 minutes. Okay? Yeah, you've got that forgiveness muscle with it. You understand them. Then doesn't mean it's okay or it makes it nice, but you're ready. Okay? Something like that. Or maybe it's not at home, maybe it's at work. Most of us still work with incarnate beings. Okay. So as far as I know, if we're here, we're working on something. So generally at work, there's somebody that's going to bring something. You know, they just have that little way of doing something. So, but you've been working with it. See, 2 minutes? Okay, can you think of a two-minute one? Okay, so we're ready. When it comes 2 o'clock, we commit with me 2 o'clock. Do that to 2 minutes of forgiveness. Okay. So we got it. Now, one of the things that makes it so hard, the experience of forgiveness, is there's two parts to it. One is, when someone does something that hurts us, that violates our sense of well-being. Okay, it is registered in us as emotional hurt. Now, sometimes we know of things that are physical violations and that are encoded strongly physically, and there's still emotional content to it. But if, you know, the emotional things that happen, the rejection, the unkindness, the thoughtlessness, and there are spiritual things that are hurtful as well. And so when that happens, we have something to heal. So there's that hurt that needs to be healed. Now that's one thing. That's just healing. Okay, and we know and understand how to go about that. It isn't necessarily easy. It can be quite demanding. But it is healing. And we have the spiritual power to enter into that healing. But there's this other thing that happens. You see, our brain, throughout our evolution, is very committed to our survival. And it's done pretty good. We're still here. Okay, so what the brain does when we experience hurt, when that hurt is felt emotionally, the brain works with that in a particular way. Now, it works with it how it sees life. And it sees that life is out there happening to us. Okay, so it looks, and one of the first things it does is it picks, who did that? Because I have to blame them. I have to identify who did that so I can protect myself from them. Okay, and then what it does is it creates a feeling of separation. Okay, sort of there's the resentment comes up. We feel separate from that person. And that's part, again, of the protective thing, so that we exclude, we step back from that which would hurt us. This is just how the brain does it. And there are feelings of a desire for maybe the easiest way is to talk about how it rejects, pushes back against someone. Resentment is often how we experience that. We have resentment towards that person or thing. And part of what that is within us is the brain saying, now that thing can hurt you, so it's not okay. So I have to keep a resentment so that I remember that's not okay, what they did. And it feels like if we let go of that resentment, we'd be saying it's okay. And that I have to see that doesn't go unpunished. That somehow I'm involved now, so I have to make sure that that's remembered. And our resentment does that, doesn't it? Even though something's a long time ago from that hurt, we remember it. And we remember it with that sense of not okay. And so while the brain's doing this, again, it's not wrong or bad that the brain does it. It's how we have evolved. But the truth is, in our spiritual growth, it becomes a block. Because there is a time for us to step into the spiritual power, which sees life very differently. It says we create from in here out instead of out there then. It says that we have access to this infinite power to create and design our lives. That we do not need to be and hang on to fear and resentment because we have wisdom. And whatever we have experienced that is painful, from that we can take away wisdom instead of resentment and fear. So the spiritual self perceives differently. And one of the challenges then for us, if I'm going to forgive, how do I deal with that resentment that my brain creates as it connects into the emotional structure? Well, there's one of those wise women that has touched humankind, Mother Teresa. And I love the simplicity of her wisdom. She says, people ask me what advice I have for a married couple struggling in their relationship. I always answer, pray and forgive. And to young people from violent homes, I say, pray and forgive. And again, even to the single mother with no family support, pray and forgive. Pray and forgive. Now there's a part of that prayer where we're asking to be able to forgive. A part of it, as those things are significant to us, where we're just asking to be willing to forgive, asking that divine presence to take us on that journey into that higher perception. But what I've found is, along that journey, wherever it is, and if you've experienced very difficult pain, you know that you don't start out and forgive it quickly. That it's important for us to take the journey through our pain into our strength and then our healing. And some of us have been on that journey for a while and taken beautiful steps along that way. But that's why I really like the little things. You can just cut to where it's going, which is that beautiful place of praying for that one. Of actually praying for someone. Now, part of it is that it has an unattaching level. And in that unattaching level, I often find something like, I place you in God's just, compassionate care. In other words, I don't need to hold this. There is something greater, and I give you to that justness, to that compassion. And that's a beautiful thing, because we begin to feel at that point of freedom when we can do that for someone, when we can do that prayer. Now, there's kind of a fun level of prayer that comes in, as much as fun as forgiveness can be, you understand. Okay, and this when we've gone through some of that stronger feeling, and we've worked with it, and we begin to find, oh, there's pieces now that I'm taking care of. Praying for another becomes a powerful, beautiful thing. I have a friend whose book we often go to. We usually go to her books in prosperity, because she's a magnificent prosperity teacher. Her name is Edwin Gaines. But one of the parts that she touches at depth, because in opening to God's prospering blessing entering into our lives, forgiveness is a significant part of that. So she shared a number of experiences in her forgiveness. And one was, she was doing an inventory. Now, in 2 minutes, you can't do an inventory. But you could later at night on International Day of Forgiveness before you go to sleep. just if you want to. But she does it. She goes through and she checks and sees, is there anything unforgiven? Now, and she happened to remember, she was remembering an ex-husband. Now, this particular ex-husband I knew, nice guy. I would have never married him, but it wasn't my choice, you know. But she did, and, you know, so they had these problems. And one of the problems was that he was working with substance abuse at that point in his life. And so it created conflict, and their marriage ended. And she had really spent some time in her prayer and forgiveness. So she was surprised to see that there was some blame and resentment still coming up in her feelings towards him. So she stepped into that place of praying for him. And so I want to share her experience. And part of that is just, I find good prayers delightful. It's just something that has shown up in my life. And every now and then I go, wow, that works for me. Now, you have to understand, Edwin's focus in the spiritual journey is opening to the good of prosperity. So prosperity shows up as a part of her blessing for this. But we're using the power of prayer to really bless someone here. Now, this is different than what I talked about a moment before, which is releasing. Okay, there's a whole nother level that steps into blessing. And so she's stepping into that kind of prayer. She says, I began with earnestness to change my feelings by praying and affirming good for him. I began to speak aloud positive statements about him as a form of prayer treatment. Quote, I see you happy, healthy, and whole, completely forgiven of all mistakes in the past. I see you successful and prosperous, creative, making a contribution to your world. I see you in satisfying relationships, enjoying your life, supported and nurtured in every way. I see you in a wonderful home, traveling, beautifully clothed, driving a magnificent car, doing all you've ever dreamed of doing. I see you peaceful and joyous in all ways. Now, wouldn't you like to have somebody praying that for you? Okay, that's a beautiful thing, but part of what it lets us see is what happens when we step into this blessing of another. Think what that's like for her to be able to express that blessing. So praying for another, pray and forgive. And now she goes on and mentions that she hadn't seen him for many years, didn't know where he was or what he was doing. So she was astonished when the next week she received a letter from him. And in this letter, he goes ahead and acknowledges to her the wonderful things that are happening in his life. And then he concludes that with, he ends up saying, my life is so good and you were a part of the blessing of my life. And he mentions the joys they'd shared and the learning that had come about from their relationship. So really honoring even the difficult part that was there. And she mentions that he enclosed a check for $3,000 to pay off a debt that she had completely given up on. And in typical Edwin fashion, she then acknowledges, so she continued praying for him every week. So if we take these two minutes, the idea of just praying for someone that has been one of those little things, or that we've really practiced a lot on, so it's not hard to get to that place of prayer, and joining in that wave of prayer. Now, there's a prayer that has come to mean a great deal for me personally. And part of it is when I shared with you that prayer of releasing to justice and releasing to compassion. And I became aware that there's many, many aspects of the divine, and certainly those are some. But in my life, I do not want justice. I want grace and mercy. I see the justice that is in the world. And it's not what I want. I don't have time for justice. Let's transform it and get into the wholeness that is in the spiritual beings we really are. I'm ready for karma to be over. Time for grace. So my prayer, I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you. I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you. Again. I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you. Feel that? Now, what happens is that grace, that whatever occurred, we're all lifted above it. And what I know is that when we harm another, whether it's the little things or the big things, that those are expressions within us, even of just our the insensitivity of our sleep, or it is our pain being acted out. And so, for one who would express that, I would pray for their healing. Because I want pain and its cycle to end. It's time for wholeness, grace, healing. And the thing that I've experienced for myself is when it's complete, I know peace. And that's what I would ask for another. That whatever that is that they have journeyed through, that they come to that place of peace, grace, healing, and peace. I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you. Join me again.
I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you.
Again.
I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you.
Now, even for those big things, which aren't a part of 2 minutes today, but are a part of our life journey, there is a place where that can be our prayer. For those little things, $12 and less. We can probably get right there. 2 o'clock. Just bring to mind whatever that is, that thing that was said or unsaid or taken or left or whatever it happens to be. Bring that being to mind. I pray God's grace, healing, and peace blesses you. And the beautiful thing when we do it, guess what happens? God's grace, healing, and peace blesses us. Bless you.